women cheat just as much as men. They're just better at it. And if anything, they do a lot more micro cheating. What I mean by this is one of the things that women can do that men can't is on a daily basis, they can plant seeds for cheating without realizing. So if she just posts a beautiful picture, guys can comment and she can say, thank you. Da, 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 and that tiny thing is happening on a daily basis. Whereas for men, they can't shoot their shot with that many girls and get a reply every day. Mm-hmm. So we're living in a time where if you wanted to be a female cheat, it'd be the easiest time to be that way. So
you know, I've been doing this whole dating thing now for years, and I've had some successes, but lots of failures, obviously, because I'm still here. I'm still single. So, and the one common thing that I would say to everybody, because when I talk about my experiences in dating, it's purely anecdotal, and it's purely from a perspective of where I live, the demographics of where I live. And also the way I'm living and the way I convey myself, which is very unconventional. I think that's something that anybody that meets me in the journey of dating or in life can tell you that right now, that I'm very authentic, very honest, very transparent about who I am as a person. And I feel that's invaluable. For everybody is different, but being authentic from the moment you be somebody, I feel it alleviates long-term a lot of concerns that people have in relationships, which is what I see every day in dating, which is everyone not being authentically themselves. If I was to be asked one thing about the dating market, is that from my experiences as a male dating women, is that women lie just as much. Right? There hasn't been one person, And I'll repeat this for you to understand. There has never been one female that I have met from the beginning that has been honest with their situation, with their intentions when they're in online dating. Think about that. And I've been dating online since 2013, 10 years now. And this is the wackiest it's gotten for sure. Out of all my time in dating, this is the wackiest time for sure. And I'm telling you, like, that it is such, in a world where people are not transparent, not truly conveying who they are, and they're wanting this perfection from somebody in return, it's a very fascinating experience to have out there as a person like myself that lets you know, hey, this is how I am. These are the things that I want to experience. These are the things that I'm willing to deal with. But there's the pros and cons to everything. And I feel that when there's certain women that resonate to that, but a lot of them are very scared, because when you're giving everyone the red flags up front about what things they probably will encounter with me that they may or may not like, is a very fascinating response I get from people. Because automatically, you can tell that they're not trying to experience what they've experienced before. So when I talk about non-monogamy, when I talk about non-vanilla, and when I talk about just being kink-friendly in that world of intimacy, that drives a lot of people up the wall. Because all of a sudden, for women, remember, their mindset for women is different than men. Women think that men get sex as much as women do. And it's true, they can, but that's if they're lying. That's the caveat. Like, women don't really have to tell the truth for a guy to fuck them or not. They just have to be good looking and if you're available, and that's that. But a guy isn't going to care so much until they're really into you. Then they're going to worry about who you're talking to. Then they worry about, or, you know, what things are you doing outside their time together because of insecurities, right? I mean, that's just the conventional dating field out there, that you have men trying to control and women are trying to control because they're not trying to be fucked around, because everyone's fucking lying out there. Because everybody out there in the dating field is lying, okay? And I run into this all the time, because you would think that in a realistic world, people would be, that are single, would be, hey, I'm single. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I don't want to deal with. And we can meet and hang out. But for a lot of people out there, the fear of being alone is greater than any other shit, right? So what I run into in all of my years is people that are in situations that they're not happy with, and they're trying to see what's on the other side of the fence, basically. It's like, okay, I've been with this guy for X amount of years. We're married, or we live together, and it's been a while, and things have gotten worse, and things haven't gotten any better. I don't know what to do, you know, and they're resorting to meeting guys online because they can't do it in person because they're not going out like that. They're still being stuck in a certain routine. So you like, I understand the patterns that these women use, like when it comes to and it's not saying all of them are like that. I'm just saying that I'm talking about the experiences as a man, as a middle-aged man, in dating with women out here in the world is one where you're not, no one's being honest, no one's being transparent, and it's a detriment to the people, especially for me, that are being honest, that are letting you know everything from the beginning to end. Like, I'm not hiding all these things. I'm not hiding my desire for non-monogamy. I'm not hiding my... And that's the funny thing about it is that non-monogamy is not the deal breaker. The deal breaker mostly is not wanting to blend, not wanting to live together, not wanting to do all these things together. And I'm like, I would love to do things with you. Like, the idea of... What I would like to have is like a best friends with benefits. Like how I am with my friends right now, we hang out, we talk, we do things from time to time, but there isn't this expectation of, okay, if I have a birthday, you know, they're going to be with their wife, or man, they got to do something with the kids. Like there isn't, like I'm not top priority to my friends. You know, if the wife isn't around, if the kids aren't around, if the job isn't available, and they're tapped out of whatever hobbies they're doing, then yeah, they'll want to get together. They'll be like, yeah, okay, let me, I need some social time. But, you know, the friends are not knocking down my door like that. So, what I would like to do at this stage in my life in relationship is simply because I've created a world and an environment for my daughter to not share with anybody else. And I always tell this to people I date all the time, that if she was 3 years old and I was to meet you, then sure, we can work on that. But now she's 12, 13. We're used to living a certain way now. And I've tried the whole blending in with my ex, and that blew up miserably because in my experiences, most women want to control the household. They are used to controlling the parenting side of it. They're used to controlling where things go and so on and so forth. So the last thing I need is for somebody to come in and fuck up that routine for me and my daughter. Like my daughter knows when she comes in, she knows where to put her book bag at. She knows where to lay down. She's not worried about sharing space with anybody else, what anybody else wants to do other than that. And we work just fine. But but going back to the whole synopsis of people out there truly not being honest, it's a shame, really, because that's what's the problem with dating in general. It's that people are not being honest with who they are and what they want to experience. And then conversely, people are not wanting to settle for anything else less than perfection. So that's what you're running into. So when you're running into these situations where I talk to these women, that granted, they're already in relationships. Granted, they're already polyamorous, even though they don't even know what the word means. They've already been in relationships or currently in relationships where they love somebody else, they have feelings for somebody else. But guess what? You're polyamorous, baby. Like you're not, you have the potential to be polyamorous. If you are with somebody and you're not happy with, but you love them, of course, because you're with them, but you're still thinking about somebody else and wanting to share time with somebody else, guess what? You're capable of polyamory because that's what people do. That's what people in long-term marriages do. And I'm not trying to shit on marriages because I think love is a beautiful thing. And if you have that, but don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. These marriages that have lasted for a long time, they've had plenty of rough patches. I mean, I'll probably put this clip of Michelle Obama talking about it, that there was a span of 10 years where her marriage was horrible. But am I going to trade in those 10 years for the 20 good years that we had? So we had 30 years together, 20 of them were good, but then I'm going to quit when the 10 are bad? Right. I mean, the answer is no, right? And that's the way I feel. That's why I feel like, look, when we reach, like when, let's just say, for example, in intimacy, which is a lot of the problem that I feel a lot of people run into. Like a lot of times, men just get bored. They're not ever going to admit it, but they get bored and fucking the same woman all the time. You know, guys that have been sexually active, and after a while, after a year or so, they're going to get tired of the pussy. They're going to want to bang something else out. That's the nature for a lot of guys, unfortunately. You know, that to men love feeling wanted. Like women do. Like women, that, why do you think this micro-cheating goes on with women? Like they'll post stuff on social media to get attention from these guys. They'll post a picture they look pretty on. They'll put anything that they look good on, any selfies. They'll post that on to get that attention. Men like it. We just like it differently. But we don't like it with putting a picture and getting attention. We like conversating. We like having that girl think that we're going to fuck. And again, this is not me, because I try to be honest and direct, but I know how the game is played. And I refuse to play the game. It's that's the part with me that's frustrating with this, is that, you know, you hear a lot of people wanting you to be straight and honest and upfront. And especially at this stage, when you know that if you're past your 30s, if you're trying to think of, you think of old school ways, it's like, lady, you're missing, like you're not high. We're not 20 something years old. You're not 21 years old looking to marriage and have kids. Because now men at my age, guess what? We want to have company, but we're not trying to rebuild or redo a whole family structure thing. The only way a guy wants to do that is if he's parenting his kids. Let's say he's divorced and he has two kids and they're 6 and 8. And they just can't handle work and parenting at home. Yeah, then of course they want to blend it in with the lady. But when you get to the stage where I'm at right now, where the kid is in the teens and they're able to do things on their own for the most part, you're like, okay, why am I going to bring somebody else new in and blend families together when I only got like 5 or 6 more years left of this? Why? You know, like, I think from a very logical and pragmatic point of view, I believe in love. I believe in having that feeling. I believe in all that. I really do. But you also have to understand that love isn't going to cure the dysfunctionality that's created by you being together. And when I'm with somebody, I have to think about my daughter, her routine. I have to think about how much time that person is wanting to take on with me, right? Because they're obviously moving in. They want to spend time and want to be a priority. So now I have to split time with my daughter and you when I don't have my daughter every day. You know, and that's what happened in my situation, was that there was, you can sense it at times. You can sense when the person had a problem with me always checking on my daughter. But this has been my routine for 6 years before you came on board. This has been my life before you came on board. I'm not going to blow it up and reset it for you. And that's what you run into out there in the dating world. This is people that are not being authentic, that have these crazy astronomical expectations, but yet they don't look at their picture. Like, I could understand a woman that is, let's say, 48. You're educated. You have your own house. You have your own place. Your kids are grown out of the house. And you're in that stage of life where you want to enjoy the last 20, 30 years with somebody. You know, to have a meaningful relationship with somebody without having the responsibility of parenting or anybody. I get it. I'm not there yet. So I know for myself, realistically, to treat a woman as a top priority, it's going to be after my daughter's grown and doing her own thing. Because that's the life I chose, unfortunately. Right? And a lot of women love a good dad, but they don't love a good dad at the detriment of them being less of a priority. And these are things that I've experienced over the span of 10 years. So when I talk to people about it and they're blown away by it, it's like, yeah, it's sad. It's sad. And I appreciate you, that you understand it and accept it. but in reality, man, like out there, it's one of those deals that people talk about the joys of being alone and being by yourself. And I'll leave with this, is that it's based on the person. Like I said, there's people right now that are unhappy, but the fear of being alone is greater than the unknown, is greater than being alone and finding somebody just as shitty, right? It's like they don't bet on themselves like I do. Like I bet on myself. Like I'm like, you know what? I know realistically, I'm not gonna get what I want, but it's not because of what I bring to the table or what I don't bring to the table. Like I know what I bring to the table. So if I know what I bring to the table, then I want something to match that in return. I'm not gonna settle for anything less than that, because there's a lot of delusion out there in the dating field, especially from women. Like women, they think they're, you know, they think they're an 8 or 9. They're really a 6. You're really average. Or if you're an average girl and you're thinking you're an 8, I, you know, 9, hold on, man. And I know that these guys are DMing you in your inbox, but it's not about getting a guy. It's like, does this guy love you in a relationship capacity? Meaning, will he love you through all the crazy episodes you have, all the deficiencies you have, all the things that you don't want to do, right? Will he love you for that? Not just for the pussy, but for everything else. And that's what I try to tell people all the time when I date, is that I'm looking for a best friend, first and foremost. That's why I'm able to accept you if you have relationships. I'm able to accept you if you're in something unconventional, because I'm trying to connect with you as a friend first and foremost. If something more happens after that, cool. I'm not worried about it. It's like, you know, but it's the lack of truthfulness, the lack of authentic people that are out there in the world sharing and wanting to and also accept your drawbacks. Like, for example, like when I talk to women all the time, they tell me they've been with a guy or they're married, and they realize later on, like a couple years into the relationship, that he's bored, that he's texting other women. And it's like, yeah, because he gets tired of it. He gets bored of it. He wants variety, and he's probably getting variety, but he doesn't want to open it up for everybody, because the idea of you being with another person will hurt his ego. That's how a lot of men are. So they want to fuck around, but they don't want you to fuck around. So they're going to give you the impression that they're a one woman man, but in reality, they like variety. And I'm telling you up front, like, look, I like variety. So let's work on that once I get to the point of being bored. You know, what can we do about it, right? And it's a big red flag. Or me not, the biggest one is not wanting to blend anything together. That bothers a lot of women. That I'm not prioritizing them. It's like, I would love to have you live with me. I would love to be in a relationship with you. But guess what? I'm in parent mode right now, and I need to finish this out. And I tried it already. I tried it for a good couple years. It didn't work out. It was a lot of chaos. And I know there's women out there that don't want to be raising any kids. I don't need anybody to raise my kid, but I know the way I'm doing it is probably going to bother you, and I'm sorry. And I get it. I get it. And it's not something that you or anybody or people have to explain themselves, but I just find it fascinating that people have baggage, their own baggage, but they don't want to deal with somebody that has baggage of their own. And that's where you have to self-reflect and say, this is the baggage I'm bringing onto somebody. So like, for example, if someone tells me I'm a fucking nut job, they tell me, you know what? I fucking get crazy. I say crazy shit. I'm a stress ball all the fucking time. I'm all this, that, and third. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate it. But I'll deal with that if you can give me these things. Can you deal with my garbage too? I'll deal with that garbage, but can you deal with my garbage? But women don't want that. Women don't want to deal with your garbage, and they want you to deal with theirs, and then they try to compare like it's different. No, it's stressing me the fuck out. So if something's stressing me the fuck out coming home and coming to a fucking nut job every day, I'm like, you better be pretty fuck. You better be allowing me to de-stress in a way that isn't going to bother you. Okay. And we can go from there. And those are the kind of conversations that I love to have with people in dating and a relationship. But a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people are not able to face their own reality, their own truths. And I welcome it. I'm like, look, if you're open with me and transparent with me, I'll work with you. Because that's the part that I hate about the stigma that I get, that I'm stubborn. I'm not stubborn. You know, I'm set in my ways, but I'm open. If you're transparent, honesty is the biggest turn on to me. If you're truly honest with me and you speak with me honestly from day one about what it is that's going on with you, I can be in your life forever. I don't know what capacity, but if you're telling me, hey, listen, I have a boyfriend or I have a husband and I've been with him for 10 years and I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm just trying to entertain other offers to see if I'm ready to move on from this motherfucker or not. I'm like, cool. Then that resonates with me because it's honesty. Because it's a way of you just putting all your cards out there and not me being the only one out there being naked for you, knowing that you have shit to hide. So it's things like that where I feel if people had a mature look about it, especially, I understand if you're in your 20s. I understand if you're in your 20s, you're single, you've never been married, you never have kids, then that mindset of wanting to be married and have kids and living together, I get all of that. But when you've already been married, when you already had kids, and now you're at this later stage in life, everyone's bringing shit that they want to experience, because we're adults. We've already been through that hellhole of divorce and we don't want to go through it again. So like, I'm willing to be everything you need me to be, but you also got to take that luggage that comes with it. And conversely, I will deal with your shit. It's a two-way street with me. But you think something as simple and as, because people are just afraid. Like, people are afraid, like, for example, with the non-monogamy. Oh my God, you're going to be fucking women left to right. I'm like, no. When a guy's up front about where he stands at, that's not an appealing thing to women. I'm not like that. This thing is like, women don't understand that when you're honest about your intentions, it is not an attractive trait for women to date you. Now, if I was to tell a woman, yeah, you know, I'm looking for love and, you know, I'm single, but I'm looking to get settled down. I want to be with somebody. I want to find the one and see where it goes. I'm just tired of all these games. I don't understand. This is so, like, if I talk that way, I could bag women all the fucking time, because they're thinking that I'm going to want to be in a relationship with them. So they're not going to invest in me because, you know, but when I'm saying, I don't know, I just want to be friends and then figure it out, they're like, that's not for me. I'm not doing that. I need a hardcore commitment. I'm like, okay, you want a hardcore commitment? Then these are the things you have to give me. If you want a hardcore commitment, this is where we stand at. We don't live together for a few years. We keep things separate. And, you know, obviously non-monogamy is in play, non-vanilla. That has to be in play. And we have to make time for each other. So what's up? But you'll be amazed at, and again, this is where the illusion of options for women, they're not understanding that. Like, a man, I know I have options if I lie. If I lie my ass off to that woman and tell her what she wants to hear. Because I have the time. I could make all the effort to text you every day. I could text you. I could be available. I have my own place. I could give you this illusion that I'm just waiting for that person to come in and complete me. But that's not my reality. You know, and that's the sad thing. I know women want safety and security, and I'm willing to give you that, but then you got to give me certain things in return. When that lack of bartering or exchange isn't there, or that lack of reality kicking in, but it's like, I don't do non-monogamy. It's like, you're probably polyamorous right now. You're probably still in love with somebody that you knew before the husband. You're probably in love with somebody that if they called you right now, you would say yes to. You have somebody. Or you willing to love somebody else, or you catch feelings for somebody at work. You're polyamorous, ma'am. You're polyamorous. you're open-minded, but you don't want to accept that because the people around you or society or the idea of you going to somebody else for something that you feel should be provided by your main partner is something that is now a possible reality, and you can accept that. I get all of it. I do. But for people out there, it's like, if you're not being honest about your intentions, then don't complain about people not being honest with you. You know, like, I'm honest, and I get lied to all the time. People don't tell me the full story. And when it's all said and done, I accept it. And I'm like, you know what? It wasn't me that was the problem, because I conveyed who I was from day one. I conveyed what I wanted to experience. I conveyed my reality. I conveyed the way I want to navigate. And this doesn't mean that I'm not going to respect you. This doesn't mean that I'm not going to show you the attention and the love that you deserve. It's just that this is also part of me as well. And I know that because I've done some self-reflecting. So instead of me going ahead and talking with you and sharing life with you, but then after a while I get bored, and then I'm like, you know, I want to try something else. And then I'm going behind your back and I'm creating a Tinder profile, or I'm going on Facebook DMing girls all the time, or getting with a coworker. You know, like, I don't want to be doing that. That is so young mentality, or that is a mentality that is not being honest with yourself and owning who you are. And that's such a huge part with me. And that's what's so attractive to me, honesty. Honesty. I don't care how fucked up you are. I don't care if you tell me, look, I'm married, I have fucking AIDS, but this is what I'm looking for. I will even talk to you. It sounds crazy, but I would just talk to you. And I will just be curious, how does that work? And, you know, at the end I may say no, but I'm not just going to reject you from the beginning. I'm just not built that way. And I'm going to honor the way I live. And I'm going to value the people in life that are transparent, that are tired of living a lie, are tired of just telling what someone wants to hear. You know, but I know it takes a lot of courage to do that, because you're going to be alone. You're going to be by yourself for a long time. And if you're not ready for that, I understand that. Then you do it in your own way. But someday, when you get to this side, when you're truthful and you have nothing else to lose, man, I tell you, it is the most liberating feeling to know that you're not out there hurting people. I'm not living with a lie that I'm holding back from people. It's a way of living that is pure, and it allows you to be free of stress, of anxiety. It's a beautiful thing, man.
The most important lesson I've learned, mess with the chick that likes you, not the one you like. The one you like, you're going to accept all kind of stuff out of it. And y'all know it's true. You're going to accept all kind of stuff. What you never accept off another chick, and it might be another chick right next door that like you and going to do everything and keep you right, but you rather mess with this pretty girl over here that's giving you all kind of problems, you dig? That's how the world goes. Not just with the pimp and the whole game. A lot of people have a tendency, the right people they're supposed to treat right, that's loyal and dedicated, they overlook it and they treat the other people right, that mean them no good, no intentions. And that's life.